Well, hello there. It's Dominique Vale here, founder of Invisiyouth Charity, and your host for a monthly quick boost of life advice and perspectives with our show in the Invisiyouth Chat Sessions family, Audio Flash Files. Our motto is that in 20 minutes or less, you'll learn about an empowering tool you can incorporate into your life for more success and joy, especially for Invisiyouth's medically adultish population. But you know we love all people aiming to get the most out of life, so all are welcome. And trust that we're going to have fun and laugh while you get real, tangible, and empowering advice that'll make all the non-medical parts of your life all the better. When it comes to the final 2 months of the year, we know that means a lot of things, one of them being it's the holiday season. And while that can bring lots of emotions, all the cozy, fun, enjoyable, and whimsical kind of feels, it can also bring forward different stressors or anxieties too. That emotional range tends to fall when we have any of our family gatherings. You know, when you gotta get together with all the relatives at different dinners, parties, or get-togethers from all different parts of your family and friend trees, or even coworker trees. And while so many exciting and homey feelings can come from our family gatherings, it can also generate lots of stressors or high emotions, mainly from the extended family members that are focused on catching up and oftentimes asking way too many intrusive or nosy questions. So how do you handle those conversations and family gatherings to keep emotions and our sanity at a simmer of calm? We've got you covered with our technique as one avenue. Now, let's take a beat as I begin to pour myself a cup of matcha tea and open up today's file. So let's get into it. We're calling today's flash file, When Family Gatherings Get Heated, Drop the Ice and Make a Chat Simmer. If you've been with Invisiyouth Charity, and especially our audio flash files, you'll know we are fans of supervisual analogies, especially with our galaxy glossary and audio flash file titles, so it's nothing new with this podcast episode. So when we're talking about improving your communication techniques and giving you some mindset advice heading into those chats at family gatherings that can get an emotional overload, you gotta think about why those emotions are stirring so high, especially during this time of year. And as always, let's drop some statistics, and I'm bringing in the big guns. According to Harvard Medical School research, holiday season stress statistics state that 62% of respondents would describe their stress level as very or somewhat elevated during the holidays, while only 10% report no stress during the holidays. That's a severely small number of people who don't feel stressed during the holidays, and I wonder where they're living for that easy-breezy Hallmark level of joyfulness. But here's the truest reality of these numbers. Among all the holiday stressors listed by respondents in that Harvard Medical School research, there were three main categories: financial demands of the season, maintaining our personal health habits, and the big one, negotiating the interpersonal dynamics of family. Bingo. Even Harvard understands that communication within family gatherings and those dynamics are tough situations coming to you. Plus, Psychology Today stated that one of their studies noted 38% of people believe the holidays cause more stress, depression, and anxiety. So tack that on top, and we have a recipe for communication disasters if you really don't navigate them carefully. The dynamic of family gatherings in general also goes hand in hand with what can cause a lot of communication blockers or discomforts just by the nature of them. In these gatherings, you're surrounded by people, family members, friends, and coworkers that can often be distant. And I don't mean in the personality or bonding way. I mean that in the way that these can be family members that aren't a part of your day-to-day aspects of life. And even more so, the elements of your daily life with your chronic illness and disability. Because they're part of your familial circle, they can care about your well-being or be interested in it at some level. They also really want to know about updates on this part of your life. But given the disconnect from your daily, they don't know your boundaries, comfort levels, ways of communicating, or topics about your chronic illness or disability that are triggering or painful to re-experience in detail. And since family gatherings are designed for catching up and communicating, you are bound to a location for a given period of time without much wiggle room of getting out of it easily. In family gatherings, you are one of many people in the room. You're one of many people that know some things about each other, but not everything. It's actually one of the few types of gatherings that fuse together all different types of communication relationship dynamics that we've been talking about during this entire series this year in the audio flash files. You can have parents and guardians, siblings, romantic partners, distant family members, friends, co-workers, or general public members when they're guests of your family members. And since you also do not know their communication styles, boundaries, comfort zones, or how they like to discuss topics particularly pertaining to chronic illness, disability, or health struggles, family gatherings can feel like the wild, wild west. What the aim of this audio flash file is would be to remind you that the communication dynamic technique should focus on your approach to others, how you approach your conversations in family gatherings when emotions get high and you need to bring down any intrusive or curiosity overload to a level of your comfort. Like I said, in a lot of these family gatherings, you haven't seen some or many of these family members or extended friends in a while. Some of them might be people that in their nature are very chatty, heck, even borderline nosy. And I mean that in a nice way because they're people that care about you and your well-being, so them being nosy isn't an insult, it just means they aren't familiar with your opening up or sharing boundaries about your personal health or disability situation. Being in a family gathering means that you are in an environment that you cannot control, so you need to be able to take the conversations for what they are and find ways to work around them to bring you ease while also de-escalating some of the emotions of others. And with such a range of people in the family gatherings, in proximity of closeness to you, your skill set of communication should be focused on your ability to emotively react in a way that's calming others and yourself down while redirecting the conversation and emotions. Communication relationship dynamics within family gatherings is like a juggling act that you must be mindful of before entering so you can maintain your peace while being open and respectful to those people around you. And since they are from a full range of people in and out of life, it's also important to remember that communicating successfully in this relationship dynamic is about maintaining your skills of communication and conversations that you want to focus on, while keeping the other parties involved confident, comfortable, heard, and happy. Now that I've told you the why, we're going to explain the how, and the technique here to take those steps to achieve this end goal we've been talking about. And to do that, you know I'm opening up the InvisiYouth Galaxy Glossary to our latest edition. Ice to Simmer Chat Syndrome. Yes, we're back to those analogies so you can get a visual of your mindset and communication technique. This emotively reactive noun is the state of being in response to talks in group settings and family gatherings when other individuals begin invasive or personal questioning, poking or curiosity, then beyond your comfort level and will not bring it down. Thus, you respond with emotive simmers to shift the subject's focus and redirect the conversation, allowing emotions to reduce for all and keep conversations and relationships on track. The reason we've called this an emotive reactive noun is because we want our technique to give you the majority of power to steer the communication in different directions that'll be for everyone's benefit in the gathering, but for your overall comfort. First step would be to focus on one of those gatherings, whether it be communicating at a dinner, event, party, or any of the sort. And in these situations, a lot of talking and catching up happens, which opens the door for questions and unsolicited advice. Yay! That does mean you can and might want to stop the intrusiveness of some of it, but you don't want to be rude. So to take it down a notch and redirect to a simmer with the emotions, even someone else's emotions because they might feel annoyed or just continue to push for you to open up and keep talking or answering a question you might not want to, you gotta drop some metaphorical ice. Now, your ice will be your communication redirection tool. And since ice has transparency in its solid form, you want to translate that into your wording. You will take the comments given to you and redirect them back to that person, but in relation to another topic. For example, you could say, "Oh, health is health, but did you know what I heard about recently? This random story about this random medical tool or creation that helps something else." That is a redirection of your communication ICE tool. You make the intentional push to move the conversation elsewhere. Your ICE will change the subject, and remember, by adding the ICE to a heated drink, or in your family gatherings case, heated emotions or a heated conversation about your chronic illness or disability, you can immediately drop that chat back down to a simmer. And that is a way more tolerable place to be for a family gathering and a continued conversation. Once the conversational ice is dropped, you will notice that those in the family gathering partaking in the nosy chatter will lower their tones and move their conversation along with you. Or better yet, the family and friends in the gathering that are closer to you and know your boundaries that are potentially being pushed will step in and continue to make the ice bring a simmer in that conversation. A great idea is to prep some metaphorical ice cubes ahead of time. Get your "I need a drink," or "You know what I found out that's really interesting that relates to this," or even "You know what's also kind of like what you're asking me?" Get all of those comments prepared earlier than the gathering so you have those verbal ICE tools ready to go for your benefit, and you can eliminate the element of being flustered or caught off guard. When you're more prepared for these conversations in the family gathering dynamic, you can lessen your own anxiety for the potential and likely outcome of being asked loads of questions about your chronic illness or disability. Since we're going to end this InvisiYouth lesson on the audio flash style soon, I'm going to tell you a quick story from my life, or rather a story from a Thanksgiving of my past. During this specific Thanksgiving, I had to wear a lot of K-tape on my hand and arm, so naturally the visual was giving lots of interesting stares, questions, and comments. So I was fine to answer many of those questions, but there was a good handful of them that were too personal about what was happening with my chronic illness at the time that I didn't even have a lot of clarity on from my doctors yet, so I didn't want to share. When certain relatives began pushing way past my barriers and I kept dodging them, I could tell those external relatives were getting annoyed and a little heated I wasn't sharing. Plus, we were stuck at the dinner table, so I didn't have a place to go. I decided I needed to add some metaphorical ice to simmer this chat down, and since I already knew some statistics and facts about K-tape, when my one relative got extra nosy about pain issues and diagnosis talks, I dropped my metaphorical ice and said, "You know who actually uses a lot of K-tape? Beach volleyball players." And I went on a tangent about the sport, what K-tape is made of, even roping my mom and dad into the conversation so they could assist the simmering of the conversation and its redirection. And while my ice to simmer chat syndrome worked perfectly, there's something else you can do. When all else fails, you drop a lot of ice, meaning you get up to get that drink or go in the other room to answer a fake phone call or help getting food or finding another relative who will talk on your behalf. There's lots of ways to drop that ice. Now that we're checking out of story time and back to the InvisiYouth lesson, or more like the end of this file, I'm going to wrap it up. And with every audio flash file from InvisiYouth Charity and with all of our resources, I'm going to remind you of one thing. We encourage you to try our life-improving tools and mindsets and disagree if it works for you. Fall anywhere on the agree or disagree spectrum with this life-improving resource to see how well it integrates into your relationship dynamics, your communication style, and your way of living life. Now here's our final drip of knowledge to close this file. Family gatherings, especially during the holidays, can be a challenging time because you have to make sure you can make your communication and emotional levels at the top of their game. While these are gatherings filled with people that do have interests in us and want to catch up, they're also filled with a range of people with different levels of intimacy and trust in your daily life, especially with your chronic illness or disability. What's super important with adding improvements to your communication techniques in this dynamic is to remember that you can only control how you respond and communicate. especially since you do not know everyone else's specific style of communication. That's why having the ability to emotively react with intelligence is vital. Having the ability to add communication ice on heated or personal talks to drop it to a simmer, having the ability to use that metaphorical ice to redirect with your words so topics are changed for your comfort and overall well-being of the family gathering are so crucial. Understanding that you can pre-plan metaphorical communication ice to make heated talk simmer and be redirected to a new topic allows for your privacy and comfort to be met without being confrontational to those in the family gathering that push too far. You are maintaining respect for that person while also establishing your comfort level and boundaries, and I hope that that is valid and okay to do for every family gathering. I hope that you have gotten some practical mindset advice and perspective for that all-important non-medical aspect of your life with chronic illness and disability in this audio flash file. And like we always say at Invisi Youth, adapt and thrive so you can keep carving that lane of success and joy for yourself in all of its rebellious game-changing glory. Make sure to subscribe to the Invisi Youth Chat Sessions podcast, click that like button, and write a positive comment on this podcast episode. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and follower, and come back when I pull out another audio flash file. Chat soon!